tell John about writing essays. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 25 on page 5. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 25.
Morning, Katie. Morning, John. I want to talk about essays today and what the requirements are for this university, what kinds of things we look for when we're grading them, OK? So, let's look at those two sample essays I gave you last week. I asked you to read them and to think about their strong and weak points. Do either of you have any general comments or questions about the first one? Katie?
Well, the writer's made it quite clear what his own views are about this subject. But I thought in academic essays you weren't supposed to do that. I thought you were meant to present all the different arguments and just appear to be neutral about which one you think is best.
Students do sometimes come down quite firmly on one particular side, and that's okay, as long as they can show that they've given balanced consideration to all the issues. Do you see what I mean? John, you're looking a bit uncertain. Did you want to say something?
Well, what if you don't feel as sure about the debate as this student?
There's another type of conclusion that's valid when you're writing at this level. People don't have to come down strongly on a particular side. They can say in the essay that the process of researching a particular topic has identified the importance of a range of studies that support different viewpoints, and then they return to the title of the assignment. Yes? And I'd say that it's a good idea to use some of the actual words that are in the title. It shows the reader that you're still on track. Okay?
Yes. Tony, can I just ask you something about the bibliography?
Of course.
This person's used italics when he refers to book titles in the reference section, but I thought we had to underline them.
Actually, he's done it in the way we set out in the university study guide. That is the appropriate convention for titles. You might think it's trivial, but presenting references appropriately is one of the requirements of a degree at this level, so I wouldn't be doing my job properly if I didn't stress that. And once people are used to it, they don't generally have a big problem with it. Yes, Katie?
You mentioned the university study guide. I looked in there to see what it said about quotations. The essay's got a lot of quite long ones, and I was a bit surprised by that. I thought we weren't supposed to do that.
But using a range of quotations is a way of showing that you have actually read quite widely, isn't it?
Well, not really. Unfortunately, some students just pick out extracts to quote without actually reading the whole thing. It's really a matter of using quotations appropriately. I've marked essays in the past where literally every fourth or fifth sentence has been a quote, and that definitely isn't acceptable. You have to read widely, but you should be assimilating what you've read, and in general, presenting the ideas in your own words.
So, when exactly should we use quotes?
Particularly where there are definitions involved, as there are here. Generally speaking, I'd say that you need to be aware of words within the essay title itself that are possibly contentious, terms that need defining. For instance, this one here has the word culture in it. Now, although you probably have a rough idea of what that term means, you might not be able to articulate it very well. So why not cite someone else's definition rather than dream one up yourself? OK. Any other comments on this first essay? What about the way the writer discusses research findings?
One thing that struck me was the approach of the student to some of the things he'd read. He says things like, "We aren't given enough evidence," or "We don't know how he got his results." When you're reading about someone's research at second hand, you often don't get told how many people were studied or exactly what kind of questionnaires were used or how exactly the results were analysed. But I've always felt that it's just up to me to go to the primary sources and find out.
It is important that you feel free to say if there are reasons why you can't make a clear judgment about something. But you don't have to, not at this level. It's almost as if we just take things for granted, OK?
Before you hear the rest of the discussion, you have some time to look at questions 26 to 30 on page 6. Now listen and answer questions 26 to 30.
Now, let's look at the second essay then. First of all, this essay title is in the form of a question, isn't it? Did you think this student answered the question?
Yes.
Good, because really that's the bottom line. The minimum criterion for an assignment is relevance. Yes? Sometimes people don't seem to see the words on the page. But you have to be very focused. Secondly, what about the overall structure? Would you say that the essay is well structured?
Yes, I would. I mean, sometimes writers mix different subtopics up, so it's quite difficult to follow the logic of the essay. But here I think they're separated very clearly.
Mm-hmm. Do you agree, John?
Yes. I mean, it is very clear. But is it okay to use subheadings and bullet points like this? I mean, in things like reports, they can be very useful, I know, but is it all right to use them in academic essays?
Well, my general feeling is that it's best just to use paragraphs to signal changes of topic. The beginning of a paragraph should signal what you're going to say in general, and then as you get to the end of the paragraph, you should be signalling what you're going to move on to next.
One thing I thought was really good about this essay was the way the writer always gives examples to support statements. He never just assumes that explanations are enough.
Yes, I'm glad you brought that up. I was going to mention it myself. As you say, it's very helpful for the reader.
Another thing that helps the reader is the way he uses words and phrases to connect ideas.
You mean things like however and on the other hand?
Yes, and finally, in addition...
Yes. That really is one of the hallmarks of a good essay. The content is the most important thing, of course, but there's no doubt that language can make the content clearer, or otherwise, for the reader. Now, you may feel at this early stage that your writing skills are rusty, but reading is the key, I think. As you read more and more extensively, you'll find that your own use of academic language will improve, and it'll get much easier to form your own ideas.
That is the end of section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers.